Time for our Lacapara Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellenworth. And Rick's in the studio once again. And, well, it's going to be December here in a little bit, Rick.
Starting to feel like winter, Paul. Yeah. It really is. It sounds like we avoided a little snow maybe, too, this morning.
Right on the northern end of that. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. Well, how's you had let's get right into it. You had a regular school board meeting on Monday night.
We did, and prior to the school board meeting, Paul, we had Scott Swatsky, the high school principal, always arranges a student forum. So he had about 14 or 15 students from the high school who met with the whole board, and they just talked about issues of concerns, you know, that students have or questions the students have. The board had some good questions for them about how it's going and what would they like to see and what their views are on things. But it was an hour-long meeting, and it just like snap your fingers, it went really well. And I'm amazed at how all of the kids participated. They all had some things to say, but very positive interaction. And I know the board really enjoys, that might be one of their most favorite committee meetings.
Awesome. Yeah, the kids, they're living the experience at Lacapara Valley, aren't they?
Exactly. And it's good when the adults that are running the place listen to them, I think.
Okay, good. All right, anything else on the school board there then?
Yeah, not on on that, but at the beginning of the meeting, once a year we have what's called a Truth and Taxation meeting. Brenda Domeyer is our finance director, and Brenda made about a 15-minute report last night to the school board and to the public that were in attendance, talking about the 2022-23 budget. And, you know, we went through a lot of restructuring last year, and everything is panning out well in terms of the financial picture.
Okay.
With the district. And so Brenda reported on that. She also talked about the levy that the board will actually be taking action on at the December meeting. And there's a ton of figures we could be talking about, but the bottom line is the overall levy will be down about 2% over what it was this past year.
Good.
So Brenda reported on that, and the board had a few questions, but that's a once-in-a-year thing, and the public should know they're always invited to attend or watch online. The next thing, Paul, and this is kind of a big deal, or is going to be over the next few months, we're going to be talking about this, but the school board is currently working with Wold Architects and Engineers, and I see that they're also doing some work in the, on the county building in town here, okay, in Madison.
Yep.
And we've got air handling. The HVAC system at the middle school, high school building is 33 years old. You know, the building was built in 1989.
What building is this?
The high school building.
Okay.
Middle school, high school building. And the air handling units, there are 14 of them, and they're at a point where their useful life is nearing its end. So with the world has changed these last years because of COVID, with getting materials in and being able to order this stuff and finding labor. So we're trying to be on the front edge of planning before these systems start to shut down, getting them replaced. And I would say their useful life is 25 to 30 years, so we're on the other side of that already.
Yeah.
But there's about $12 million worth of cost connected with this whole project, and it might take a couple years to do.
Okay.
But the board is just exploring now, very much in advance, trying to be very proactive, the idea of how do we go about replacing those things. They'll be talking to the public about, you know, whatever decisions they make, but the state gives us authority for this to be a decision the school board could make without going to the public. Now, they might choose to go to the public, but in my experience, and of course I'm old, but when you talk to people about roof replacements because of longevity or HVAC or air conditioner or service or furnace replacements, they pretty much understand it because everybody's got a home, everybody's got to deal with that, and it's a necessary thing to do every once in a while. So we're talking about that, and we'll have more information on that we report to you in these meetings. But last night, Wold Architects and Engineers were there. They made a really nice report laying out how the process would work, and so we're exposing the whole board to that process.
I guess one thing the pandemic taught us about that is how important airflow is in a building.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the buildings that were built at that time, this is the same at Redwood Falls where I was, there's not a window in that building that opens. So everything is, it's a sealed system. Mm-hmm. And so when an air handling unit goes down, I mean, there is no air movement.
Yep.
So I actually had that happen once in a former job that I was in. And I don't want to ever be part of that again. That is miserable.
Right.
And, I mean, it's impossible to educate kids in that kind of environment. So
right.
I'm really pushing the board to be thoughtful about this and that we maybe take some proactive steps now so we prepare and right. plan for a suitable replacement.
Okay, good.
The other big thing that happened at the board meeting last night was Hope Schmidt is our English language learner, lead teacher, in the school district, and she made about a 40-minute report. She and Ann Thompson, who run the Milan's Kids Club program, mm-hmm. but they made a report to the board on the English multi-English or multi-learner language program that we have in the district. And we're trying to beef it up. We have about 140 kids whose original language is not English. That, you know, they're trying to learn English, right. and that's obviously important to learn about anything in right. our school system. But Hope has done a wonderful job this year. She's primarily working in the elementaries, but providing some oversight in the middle school, high school. Mm-hmm. And we're really advancing this program, mostly on her shoulders. She's providing a ton of leadership. But we're ramping up, so we're going to be have a very quality program over time. I don't know if you know or if the public knows, but we have the largest Chukis school population of any school in the state of Minnesota.
Wow.
We have about 142 or 43 kids who are in our English language program right now. Mm-hmm. And But we have a responsibility to make sure that we address those kids' needs, just like all of our kids' needs.
Yeah.
And I know the board is very excited about the leadership Hope is providing and the quality of work she's already done.
Yeah, Hope does a great job. She used to work for us, you know.
I did not know that.
She did the Appleton Milan news every morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you yeah. probably know more about her. That makes a little sense because she's a phenomenal yeah. communicator.
She is.
And she really did a great job presenting last night, and so did Ann Thompson. Ann, of course, is a longtime resident of Milan, and she's operating the Milan's Kids Club program, which is supporting what we're doing in school with kids. But it's a very healthy environment. I'm very proud of what I've witnessed. I haven't been part of much of it, but it's amazing the work these folks are doing, and I know the public would be very appreciative of that. And they can watch that presentation also, you know, by going to the district's website. But it's about 45 minutes in length, but it was very informative, and the board was very interactive with it.
Okay. Are Hope and Ann the teachers of this, or the Have Your Own Teachers? How does that work?
So Ann leads a program in Milan, and she's hired some parents who are highly engaged in the program, providing student support.
Okay.
But Hope is the all-everything. She's the most valuable or the all-time pitcher in baseball when I was a kid. Remember that?
Yep.
Some kids were the all-time pitcher or a parent was or something. She's doing everything for us or leading everything and then guiding us on how to move forward. But she's doing some teaching. She's facilitating. She's presenting at the board. We think she's really a quality leader and very impressed with how far we've come in just a few short months here.
Excellent. Good. All right. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Rick Ellenworth, the superintendent of La Caprile Valley. And this is our La Caprile Valley School Update Show. And we're talking about the school board meeting from Monday night and anything else, Rick?
Yeah. You know, I like the opportunity to thank the public for gifts and donations they give to the district. We once a month are in a position where we can thank the public, but I want to thank the Milan American Legion, the Milan Gambling Fund, Josh Moan and Moan Seeds, La Caprile Valley Lake Association, the Madison Dental Clinic, Robert Schwinderman, Greg Toll Electric, Cargill, the Martinson Foundation, Madison Bottling Company, Tubbs of Soft Water, F&M State Bank, the Conroy Eye Care, Jubilee's Food, the Madison Kiwanis Club, Heather Nursery and Floral, United Prairie Bank, Christensen Farms and Feedlots, Big Valley Milling and Lean Lumber in Madison, for about $4,000 worth of gifts that they gave just in the last month.
Wow.
And, awesome. You know, I know it takes a little while, and I apologize for reading through those quickly, but those gifts are greatly appreciated. They basically were given to support the homecoming endeavors we had, our fall musical, and FFA trips. And so thank you to those folks. We make good use of that money. We try to be good stewards of all of the taxpayer dollars we have, but these are special gifts that come in, and we're highly appreciative.
Right. Yeah, it's a community-oriented district.
It really
Everybody
is.
Everybody comes together.
Yeah, the community support is very amazing, and we're very appreciative.
Okay.
That pretty much wraps up all this. We did do some other things, just getting ready for the next elections, but they're just consolidating absentee voting, so there's one polling site and establishing combined polling places, just so we can be highly organized. You have to have resolutions in the school business world that are passed so the public and the county can know when elections are held, where people go to vote. And
good.
Seems like these days that's an especially important thing to do, right?
Yep, for sure. All right.
So that kind of wraps up my report, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course the winter sports season at Lac La Parle is starting this week, and everyone's excited about that.
Yeah, and I know you're broadcasting the Lac La Parle Minnewaska game tonight, and we're kicking things off.
There
Here we go.
Go
again, right?
Yep. Before I let you go, I got to make a comment about the Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary School here. You got the logo and the signs up on the front of the building, and man, does that pop. It looks really nice. Right?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yep. And you know, Appleton Milan building has the same.
Yep.
It looks almost identical. The big eagle head and the signage, and just a little surprise, something to look forward to, is that those insignias will be backlit.
Oh, nice.
So they're really going to stand out day or night. It's just a sequencing thing, so we're waiting for the electricians to hook it all up. But
I saw the people putting it up. They had it covered, the logo up there on the big. They had it covered with paper stuff. I didn't know what they were doing. And the next morning I drove by, I go, whoa, look at that. That's really impressive. I love the logo, too.
Well, we were thinking about putting you and Don's picture up on that thing. We had a vote, and it was like 3-2 to go with the eagle thing. So,
dang.
Next time.
All right, anything else, Rick?
No.
Cover everything?
No, we just appreciate the public's support and your support of letting us get our messages out here. And thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Rick. Thanks for coming in the studio. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Rick Ellenworth, the Lac La Parle Valley School Superintendent, with our update, Lac La Parle Valley Update.